You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Why Confession is Key to Spiritual Maturity by Dr. Michael Youssef. The only way to experience life at its best is by living in God's will under His design. His will is that we trust in Christ for our salvation and continue to walk in His light all our lives. When the light of Christ shines in our life, we become conscious of sin. Then, once we're conscious of sin, having been made alive through Christ, we're also given the way to overcome sin, confession. 1 John 1:9 tells us, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." John didn't give us options for dealing with sin. I've heard people teach that we would be rid of our sin if we would surrender fully, or receive a second blessing, or experience the exchanged life. But John warned us not to delude ourselves. The truth is, we will sin, and the only way to deal with our sin is through confession. Now, 1 John 1:9 is quoted a lot. Some respond to this promise by confessing their sin and then continuing in that sin. Others constantly beat themselves up over their sin and think this makes them spiritual. But neither of these responses could be identified as confession. Rather, confession is the recognition that a particular action, attitude, thought, or behavior is morally wrong in the eyes of God. It's the acceptance of personal guilt and responsibility for that wrong. And then it's the specific request to God for both forgiveness for that sin and the power to overcome it. What does God do in response to this heartfelt confession? Because God is faithful and true, He forgives you, cleanses you, and restores you. Remember, you have an advocate in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is constantly interceding on your behalf. The work of Jesus is both finished and unfinished. His work as the high priest who offered the perfect sacrifice for your sin and mine, that work is finished. But His role as advocate for us at the right hand of the Father is not finished. As our Redeemer, Christ's work is finished, but as our Restorer, His work is not yet finished. As our Justifier, His work is finished, but as a Sanctifier, His work is not finished. So let's rejoice in the promise of 1 John 1:9, being confident that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for the gift of confession. We know that as sin is exposed in Your light, the promise of Your unconditional love, restoration, and freedom will follow. May we have deepening faith in You to cling to Your grace and experience abundant joy. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.